dictation for Dean, D-E-A-N, McEwen, M-C-E-W-E-N, November 1167, addresses a letter to Dr. Cecilia, C-E-C-I-L-I-A, First, F-I-R-S-T, 810-600-7882. Dear Dr. First, follow-up for Mr. McEwen with chronic kidney disease, probably underlying diabetes, hypertension, morbid obesity, last visit April, follows with Dr. Kreposman, cardiology, worsening angina, plans for cardiac cath next week, stable weight appetite, no vomiting dysphagia, no diarrhea bleeding, no changes in urination, stable edema, varicose veins, no ulcers, no severe claudication, has a sleep apnea but not using the CPAP machine. He has a strong family history for heart problems with many family members dying at an early age, less than 55, apparently heart attack. Other review system negative, medication list review, remains on Entresto, Vumex, Jardiance, nitrates added recently for angina. In the past, Mounjaro and other similars, now Ozempic. So far tolerating without problems. Pressing weight 355, blood pressure 90s over 60s. No gross respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, distant breath sounds, distant heart tones, morbid obesity, no tenderness, minor stable edema, no cellulitis. Next paragraph, chemistry is from July, creatinine 2, which is baseline. Representing a GFR 38, stage 3B. A normal sodium potassium, there is metabolic acidosis 18, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, high hemoglobin at 18.4, normal platelet count, previously low platelets, he has low level of protein in the urine, normal size kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention, next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, presently stable, no progression, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, underlying congestive heart failure, worsening ischemic symptoms of angina, plans for cardiac cath. He is aware of the IV contrast potential issues, including cholesterol emboli. Consider hydration before procedure. Continue present regimens. There has been no need for change in diet for potassium, acid-based, calcium, phosphorus, or nutrition. He has high hemoglobin, likely representing untreated sleep apnea. He needs to try again. Of course, weight reduction if possible. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.